About 2,000 years ago, there hung around in Rome a group of friends. Some of these were poets, and some thought they were. Some were interested in politics. Some were had other and more peculiar concerns. And we know the whole group because all of them were associated in one way or another with Catullus. In this group, we have Calvus, Furius, and Aurelius. There's Cicero, Julius Caesar, for whom Catullus had some uncomplimentary things to say. And there was Agellius, who lives for us only because Catullus had some still more uncomplimentary things to say of him, which reminds me that one's circle isn't necessarily composed only of people that you like, but really just of those you have something to say to. And there was, of course, the enchanting and enigmatic Lesbia, whom Catullus loved and hated. I've read Catullus many times, but only when I heard his poems in the translations and in the voice of my friend Carl Caesar did I really perceive fully just what they were. Poems, plain statements, funny, angry, sad, everything, even dirty, to a group of friends. The translations that you will hear tonight are perfectly faithful, not only in language. Here, let me assure you that they are remarkably literal, the most literal translations that I have ever seen, but also in tone, in feeling, the whole spirit. And I think that the way to receive them is to feel ourselves part of the group, the wide, the varied, but especially the always lively group that received the writings of Catullus. We can receive them now in a recreation in our own language by a poet and friend of our own, a plain speaker who talks to all types, Carl Caesar.
Vivamus mea lesbi aqua memus. Rumoresque senum severiorum omnes unius aestimemus assis. Soles occideret redire possunt. Nobis, cum semel occidit brevis lux, noxes perpetuna domienda. Dami basia mille, den decentum, den mille altera, den secundicentum, den duscaltere mille dendicentum, den, cum millia multa fecerimus contubabimus illa, ne sciamus, aut ne quis malus invidere posset cum tantum sciat esse basiorum. Come, let's you and me live it up, lesbia, make some love, and let old cranks go and cheap talk their fool heads off. Maybe suns can set and come back up again. But once the brief light goes out on us, the night's one long sleep forever. So give me a kiss. 100 kisses. Then 1,000. Then 1,000 more. Then 100. Another 1,000. Keep kissing me and kissing me so many times we get all mixed up and can't count anymore. That way, nobody can give us the evil eye trying to figure how many kisses we've got. Now, the girl can't be much on looks or brains, Flavius. Or you'd tell Catullus all about her. In fact, you'd never shut up about it. Sure looks like you found a hot little bitch, though. Maybe you're ashamed to admit it, but you aren't sleeping nights by yourself. Don't try to play dumb. The mattress says so with flowers, reeks of sweet Syrian olive oil. Pillows are all over the place, bashed and flat. The whole bed creaks and wobbles so much it practically walks and talks. Besides, if you haven't been fucking yourself silly, then why is your ass dragging the way it is? So whatever's going on, for better or worse, tell me. I'll put all of that loving in a sweet little poem and make you both famous. I'm hanging around the forum when Varys drags me off to meet this girl of his. A cute little piece I see right away, nothing dumb or sloppy about her. Anyway, we get to her place, and talking about one thing or another, they ask me what's what in Bithynia, how is the action, did I make any money? So I tell them just what it was, that from the local yokels up, nobody, the governor or us office boys, made a goddamn thing, especially with that cocksucker of a praetor who wouldn't give you the hair off his... All right, they say. But you must have made a deal on litter bearers. You know, by Bithynian, we breed the best. So, to be a big shot in front of the girl, I say, look, it never got that tough for me, even if I did land in some lousy province. In fact, I managed to pick up 8 strong boys for myself. Now, I don't have a boy here, there, or anywhere who could collar the busted leg off of an old sofa. But what's her name, if figures with these little whores, chimes in with, oh, please, Catullus, dear, be nice and lend them to me for a little while. I want to take a ride to Serapis. Whoa, I say. What I said, well, see, I forgot. I mean, my friend, Gaius Kinna, they're his. I mean, he uses them, or I. It makes no difference. He lets me use them just as if, but you're a regular pain in the ass, miss. Nobody can say anything with you around. It's not nice to use your left hand like that at the table, Asinius. Everybody busy laughing and drinking, and you stealing their napkins. You think it's funny? Guess again, creep. It's as low life as you can get, not even cute. Don't take my word for it. Ask your brother Pollio, a decent kid with brains, who would probably pay plenty to buy off all your thefts. Now, you can either end up in more of my poems, or give me my napkins and I'll forget about it. It's not that they're worth a whole lot either. They happen to be souvenirs from some friends of mine, Fabulous and Varanius, who sent them to me all the way from Hyberia, and I love them. Fabulous, Varanius, the napkins and all. You're invited to a feast, Fabulous. My place. Could be any day now if you're lucky. And if you bring a lot of good food with you. Better bring a girl along while you're at it, and some wine, and all the latest jokes also. As I say, you bring all this over, my friend, and you're invited. Because your Catullus has a money bag full of spiders inside. On the other hand, you get sweet love itself. Or what's sweeter, if anything. Because I'm providing a scent my girl always has on her. The one she got straight from Venus and Cupid. Get a whiff of that, Fabulous. You'll be praying the gods made you one big nose all over. Maybe you don't have money or slaves, Furious, or heat in the house, or a pot to piss in, but you've got your dad, and a new mother, too. Boat with teeth that can split rock and eat it. And it's beautiful the way you live together with the old man and his stick of a wife. And no wonder. You're all good and healthy, have fine digestions, not a care in the world, no fires, heavy damages, criminal thefts, poisonous plots, or any other possible hazards. Besides, with your body all dried out and tougher than toenails, living in the fresh air and sunshine on a starvation diet, how in the hell can you help but be happy? You never bother with sweat or saliva or phlegm or snot running out of your nose. And to top off all of these good things yet, your ass is as clean as a salt lick, seeing you don't take a shit more than 10 times a year. And that's harder than a dry bean or pebble. You can pick it up, rub it in your hands, you won't even get your fingers dirty. With blessings of life such as this, Farias, don't keep complaining about how poor you are and quit coming around asking for that loan of 100. You're rich enough already. Come on, my little Ipsophilus sweet, you delicious piece. Be a good girl. Let me take a nap with you. Say the word. If you do, be nice. Don't lock the door on me or pull a disappearing act. But just stay home, warm it up, and spread out 9 straight fucks for me. How about right now, in fact? I mean, I'm full and flat on my back, blasting through my underwear for you. You can stop wondering why no woman around is willing to spread her legs for you, Rufus. Not even if you buy her expensive dresses or fancy diamond sparklers to soften her up. The trouble is, word's out on you that says there's a wild goat living under your armpits. They're all scared of it, naturally. I mean, that's no animal for a nice girl to sleep with. So wipe out that deadly nose killer of yours, or just quit wondering why they all run away. I had to laugh. Some guy in the crowd, after Calvus finished a terrific speech exposing all the wicked deeds of Vatinius, raised his hands in loving wonder. Man, he says, that little fuck sure can talk. Here's a short one to Julius Caesar. There you go, getting mad at my poems again. My innocent poems, you big bad general, you. Here's a good one for you, Cato. I caught a kid humping his lass, and the chance was too good to pass. A true son of Venus, I whipped out my penis and pronged a piece off of his ass. I've no big witch to please you, Caesar, or to know who or what the hell you are. This refers to the man who is named Mamura. He was one of Julius Caesar's henchmen, and he went by the name of Mentula in Catullus's poems. And I translate his name as follows. Prickface fucks. Really? Sure, he's a fucking prick. Prickface tries to scale the heights of poetry. With pitchforks, the muses poke him back down on his ass. calling all syllables, calling all syllables. Let's go. I need all the help I can get. Some filthy who is playing games with me and won't give me back my manuscripts with your pals inside. Are you going to let her? Who is she, you ask? Well, go take a look. She's over there shaking her ass all around and flashing smiles like a Pomeranian bitch. Ready? Okay. Line up and let her have it. Oh, foul adulteress, oh, lascivious witch, give me back my notebooks, you dirty bitch. What? Up yours, you say. You slut, tramp, you sunk so low you look up to see down. Still, we can't let it get away like this. If all else fails, at least let's see if we can force a blush from the hard-faced beast. Try again, fellas, good and loud this time. Oh, foul adulteress, oh, lascivious witch, give me back my notebooks, you dirty bitch. No use, it won't work. Nothing moves her. We've got to switch to different tactics. Almost anything will work better than this. Oh, maiden so modest, oh, virgin so pure. I think I will read this one last. Up your ass and in your mouth, Aurelius. You too, Farias, you cocksuckers. Calling me dirt because my poems have naughty, naughty words in them? Just the poet's gotta be a Boy Scout, fellas, not his goddamn poems. Anyway, look, they've got wit, sass, and sure, they're lewd and lascivious. And you get somebody pretty hard up, too. I mean, not just young kids, but you hairy guys who can barely get your stiff asses going. So just because you read about a lot of kisses, you want to put something nasty on me as a man? Fuck you. Up your ass and in your mouth. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.